Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, you should be with us here in Lanikai at the Mid-Pacific Country Club because you would really enjoy the challenges today presents. I'm looking forward to talking with all kinds of people today here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, but more than anyone, Jason Amoy. he always sets up the course really, really difficult. So this is the Mid-Pack Open at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and this is where the professionals and the people who are not professionals but love competition. That's an A flight, a B flight, the championship flight. And, you know, someone says that this is their last tournament. I don't see how somebody who's almost at the top of the leaderboard can say it's his last tournament. I can't wait to talk to Casey Nakama about him saying, oh, yeah, this has got to be my last. I'm getting too old for all this. Sitting at the table with me, I know he's not getting too old. Mike Kawaharada, he's the tournament director, Mid-Pack Open. Vincent Yim is a co-tournament director at the Mid-Pack Open. But before I introduce them officially on the radio, today the scheduled weather, partly sunny, numerous showers windward and Mauka in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side, it's more like isolated showers in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon. High today between 80 and 85, and the winds are out of the feast. That is, out of the east. It's going to be a feast for the winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Okay, our tee times this morning. If you'd like to get out and play at Makalei, there's an 852 and a 926. And if you're feeling chilly, it was 59 degrees this morning at Volcano Golf Club, and you love playing up country, there's a 912 for you. Poipu has an 1120. The Southside Men's Club, going out, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kauai Lagoons, there's a 10 o'clock. Hawaii Kai, a 918. Turtle Bay, 1016. And Rohoine Country Club, 918. Hey, challenge yourself today. It's a little wet. It's a little windy. It's the wind wet game. And it's called golf. We play no matter what. We're all a bunch of ducks. Maui, hey, there's a 920. The gold course. The emerald course has an 1130. And on the blue course, there is a 1030. So now, without further ado, let's bring in Mike Kawaharada, the tournament director, Mid-Pack Open, and Vincent Yim, co-tournament director. And he just took a picture of me. Does it look good? Mr. Producer over here, executive producer, could you turn his microphone on, please? That would be very helpful. And you know, Rick's running around taking pictures. I need somebody listening on the main control. All right. So thank you very much. That was a nice compliment. Thank you, Vincent. All right. But Mike Kawaharada, so were you ready for the weather that did it shift? Has it been like this the entire time?
It was windy all week. Started during the pro-am and continued through Thursday and Friday. The wind blew very hard. The scores are on the high side.
It shows.
Yes.
In some of the flights. I mean, the guys who are professionals, they're doing a little bit better. But you know, it's just being out here in the elements.
Yes.
Is wonderful because this is the 64th playing, isn't it? 65th playing.
Yes.
Ho, where have I been? 65th playing,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
This is a very big deal. If you're just here in Hawaii for the first time, you've been living here, you're just tuning in, Mid-Pack Open. Next year, you got to be here because it is a fantastic golf course. It's always in excellent condition. And Jason Amoy, he's the superintendent of golf. We'll talk to him later. But he makes sure that everybody suffers.
Yes, we had dinner with him last night, and he was smiling.
That's always the question, you know, is Jason happy? That means that everybody had a really hard time with his golf course. What is there anything in particular that he did that was difficult?
Well, we had some bad weather about a month ago.
Okay.
And the course was having some problems, but Jason was able to get the course back into tournament shape.
Yeah. Was it like mud moving around?
No, it's the greens.
The greens?
Yeah.
They were getting too soft?
There was some fungus on it and some encroachment of Bermuda from the fairways.
Right.
And we had to resod some of the areas.
Wow.
And finally, I think last week, it started to look really good.
Fantastic. Vincent, do you have a thought that you wanted to jump in with?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, Rick, I still don't have Vincent on the microphone. Isn't that funny? See, we don't have Vincent. This is called live radio on location. And sometimes live radio on location has its ups and downs and bumps in the road. So we're just going to keep on moving while Rick gets that sorted out. How many people signed up for this tournament?
We have about 195 players total.
Wow.
Yeah. A flight and B flight, about, I believe there's almost 40 for A flight and B flight. The pro flight is about 40, and the championship flight, I think we're at about 60.
That's yeah. Don't you find it funny that Casey Nakama is doing so well, and he says this is his last tournament?
Yeah, he called me about a week before the tournament and said, Mike, can I play on your pro-am team? Can you put me on your pro-am team? I said, oh, why? He said, wow, this is going to be my last Mid-Pac Open. And I'm thinking to myself, right. And during the pro-am, I thought to myself, yeah, Casey might want to retire. He didn't do very well. But then tournament time comes around, and he's right up there, and I'm going, wow. In fact, Kevin Hayashi told him, you can't retire. You're playing well.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Why would you walk away when you've got your game still?
Yeah.
You walk away when your game's gone.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Casey was one of the winners of the Open.
Yeah, several times, right?
No, once.
Only once?
Yeah, he's supposed to win at least twice. But on number 17, he was playing against Larry Stubblefield, who was behind him, and he hit his second shot straight out of bounds and lost the tournament.
Oh, talk about painful.
Yeah, and I was with a Star Bulletin guy, reporter.
Yes.
And before Casey hit our bounds, I told him, you know, the tournament is a lot of times won or lost on this very hole. And then Casey goes out of bounds and loses the tournament.
As an example, let me show you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
But, you know, Casey has won the senior pro he won senior pro this year. Yeah.
Okay. So that's another point, right?
Yeah.
Why would you walk away?
Yes.
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 Well, I guess when you start feeling like you don't have your, you know, if you're not a senior, what are you, a regular?
Yeah.
When you don't have your, you know, original game, and now your senior game, and you think, God, I want to be able to be as tough as I was when I was 25.
Well,
you know?
That doesn't happen. I can tell you that right now.
That's right now. Yes, exactly. So everybody, if, you know, your game is not as sharp as it was, just come out and have a good time, because that's what this game is all about.
Yes.
It's not right. This game is about enjoying each other's company. You know, I was talking to an amateur, I mean, somebody who doesn't play much at all, and he said, you know, I would just go out there, and I lost my club in the hole. You know, it went into the water, and I couldn't fish it out. But I didn't. It was okay. I still had a good time that day because I was out with friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, that some people got inebriated. What? Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, your game goes a little off. So what? You're out in the green, and green is really good for the eyes and for the mind to look at green. It settles everybody down. And that's why when you come off the golf course, you just feel so much better about life in general. Vincent, I would love to hear. Vincent, do we have you?
Testing.
Yes. No, we don't. We still don't have Vincent. That's weird. You know what? You have been so important. And because now we'll not put anyone else on that particular microphone. So you have been the person, the tournament
co-chair.
Yes, the tournament co-chair always backs up the chair.
Yeah, he does more than just back me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
He basically does everything that I can't do. He works with the food and beverage. He works with the volunteers. Can't say enough about what Vincent does for the tournament.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And right now we had no idea that one of the ports wasn't functioning. And so it's just like, thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
Thank you for hanging out, and thank you for laughter, and thank you for insights. And is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't give you a chance to say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Casey.
Back to Casey. Yes.
He used to always sit down by a snack bar and harass people coming in on number 9. And no, I still remember when I made an 8 on number 9.
Oh.
Because he kept laughing and clapping and I couldn't concentrate. But we've made that corner there by the snack bar.
Uh-huh.
It's called Casey's Corner. It was Vince's idea. And whenever he comes in and he wants to get drunk, they do it at a snack bar overlooking the number 9 hole and harassing all these A and B flighters coming in when they finish the round.
That's so wonderful.
He has a following now. It's well over 20 people.
20?
Yeah. And on the side, the 18th green, and everybody claps when you make a par.
Oh, that's game. That's
yeah.
Game. That's fun. That's enjoying
they
yourself.
They also clap when you mess it all up. I know.
You take the stress off. You know, it's supposed to be you don't take yourself too seriously. If you take yourself too seriously in this game, you'll go crazy.
Yes.
How about the sponsors?
We've had basically 31 Pro-Am teams, sponsors. There's a bunch of Platinum sponsors. We buy 2 teams apiece.
Great.
I don't have the list with me right now.
I'm happy if you bring it to me. I'm happy to
I will do that.
Run through and make sure they all get the kudos they deserve for making this such a really first-class operation.
Well, it's the sponsors for the Pro-Am that actually provide the money.
Yes.
To provide the purse for the pros.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, so I was looking at some of the guys that have been working on the tours as professional golfers.
Mm.
They're not making much.
Yeah.
The guy who wins here is going to make $10,000.
No, $15,000.
Oh, excuse me.
I think. Wesley surprises me sometimes because he handles the budget.
Okay.
And sometimes it goes up. It never goes down, but it does go up sometimes.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I was reading, I must have been reading some old stuff.
It was $10,000 a while ago, yes.
All right. So Vincent Yim, co-tournament director, and Mike Kawaharada, tournament director, as I lose my voice, thank you so much for the laughter. Thank you for being here at the Mid-Pac Open. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Now, it's not ideal for spectators, but bring an umbrella, a rain jacket, and have some fun. The snack shop will be open.
Casey's Corner.
Aloha. We're going to come right back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Yeah. Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power's Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I think we're back now. Yes, we are. This is awesome. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is the Mid-Pac Open. And as we came across the Ko'ula, it was actually raining in Nu'uanu, but then, you know, you come on the windward side, and it's windy. It's a completely different. You know, clouds are blocking the view of the Ko'ula range. There's one gigantic dark cloud just hanging out there waiting to dump on us. It's been raining pretty intensely. It's going to be a very interesting Saturday round today. And we have with us now, coming to us, Gerald Shintoku, I think. Gerald, are you there? Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Daniel. I have Corey Oribe here for you. I'm going to put him on hand.
Oh, great. Okay. So here we go. We're going to be able to speak with some of the people who are actually playing in these conditions. And Corey Oribe, Corey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, excellent. God, you started playing golf when you were a kid. How old were you?
I think maybe joined Kauai Junior Golf when I was about 5 years old or so.
That is so cool. Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome at the time. When I was growing up, there was a really good group of kids that were coming up through, that were all involved and participating in the program as well back then. So it was a lot of fun and highly competitive.
Awesome. And that's that is really good, a good message, because parents need to know that junior golf really teaches kids a lot of different values, including sharing, being kind to others, courteous, and listening and following instructions, and just a whole lot of wonderful things. Corey Oribe started playing golf. Mom played golf. Sister played golf. Dad played tennis. He went to Kauai High School, University of Hawaii at Manoa, and now you're playing the Asher Tour.
Yeah, this year I'm playing some of those events, but I've played all over the world in like the 10 years that I've been a pro.
Wow. What was the most interesting place you stopped in? Can be for any reason, like interesting, scary, interesting because it was so beautiful, interesting because you never thought golf would be played there.
Well, I don't know if there's any singular place that I could name, but
okay.
I've been to like Philippines, Malaysia, Taiwan, China, Thailand. So everywhere is pretty unique, and oftentimes where golf courses are, it's kind of like where tourists don't go. So you kind of get to see a lot of like the local things about the place that you're in.
Oh, that is such a great insight. That's very, very cool. I like what you said in an interview, getting used to the demands of being a professional golfer, that it was difficult because in college everything's planned for you.
Yeah, I would say, professional golf is a different animal in itself. I mean, the nice thing about pro golf is you don't have to do school anymore, but definitely, you're on your own. You have to figure out your method, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, just how you operate. It's a lot of, like, self-discovery and self-improvement that you're seeking out. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to follow through. a lot of requirements.
For sure.
Yes, absolutely. So how's the course playing?
It was quite windy the last couple days. The greens weren't too fast or firm compared to years past. I guess that's just it would be too difficult if they did increase the firmness and speed. But yeah, it was very windy, and sometimes it would lay down, sometimes it would pick up. So it was a bit of a guessing game out there with your approach shots, trying to hit the right distances.
I bet. When the wind is howling like that, you never know what the gust is going to take. You know, sometimes you don't even know what's inside the wind. It's hiding. There's a gust. How did that get there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. Now, there's rain today. Have you been out here yet?
Yeah, I just got to the course not too long ago, but driving up from the west side, it was raining all the way, but it's actually lighter here compared to the rest of the island, seems like. So hopefully, hopefully it's not too bad. I think the forecast is it'll lighten up in around 7:30 or so.
Yeah, it's supposed to lighten up. And now how does it change with the wind? It's still kind of gusty and breezy. With the wind and the rain, how do you adjust your game, if you don't mind sharing that?
I think today the course will probably play a lot different. For sure, the course will soften up from the rain, so your tee shots won't roll out as much. You'll probably have longer shots into the green, but then the greens will probably hold a lot more, so you probably have to land the ball a little closer to the hole instead of, like, landing it short with rollout. So that's kind of like what I'm thinking, but I'll have to see on the first couple holes to see if that's true.
Right on. So, you know, you test it and then make adjustments as you continue on. I'd just like to get any tips that we can for our regular golfers who, you know, don't know exactly how to handle all of these changing elements in the game. I do have to bring up from the Maui News Reporter, it was written, Auride's victory basically happened when Sam Sir, a former King Kekaulike High School standout, Asian Tour player, and 2010 Maui Open champion, left a long putt on the 18th hole about 2 inches short, but clearly it was on the line. You were at the airport, Corey. Tell us about that.
Well, I actually didn't see Sam's putt. I actually had to leave early because I had to catch a flight. The only flight available was like right after the round. So I actually had a little bit of an earlier tee time than Sam. So I finished my round, and then at the time there was a lot of news that the airport security lines were really congested, so I kind of, you know, had to make sure I got there on time. So I actually didn't find out that I won the tournament until I was waiting at the gate, waiting to board my flight.
That's got to be a first. I mean, that's so choice. That is awesome. May you hit the sweet spot every time, Corey, today. And thank you so much for spending some time with me and with us inside the clubhouse. It's really a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun.
Thank you. Aloha.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Aloha Powers No Sweat Riding Mower Sale. That's right. It's Aloha Powers No Sweat Riding Mower Sale. It's back. Hot weather. Well, followed by rain, followed by growing grass and weeds. Do we need to mention that your lawn, your fields need a little work? Yes. We have the riding mowers from home to supersized landscaper in stock. And mower accessories galore. It's all available. So you can mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it. Yeah, let your equipment do the work. It's faster and it's smarter. We ship off island. Newest shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Got a shutterbug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to say a big mahalo to all the sponsors, not only for my show that make it possible because, you know, they defray the cost of our airtime, but I want to thank the sponsors who make the Mid-Pacific Open every year so fabulous, and in particular the Mid-Pacific Open 2024 sponsors for this year, Brown & Brown Pacific Insurance Services, Inc., and Employee Benefits, D. Otani Produce, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union, Kyoya Hotels and Resorts, Mid-Pacific Country Club, Pacific Home and Appliance Distributors, Wesley and Serena Wailahua. Those are the platinum sponsors, and after our next break, I'll give you the gold sponsors as well. And we do have Wes Wailahua. He is on with us right now. Hi, Wes.
This is Alex Shirl, actually.
Oh, excuse me. I got a message saying it was Wes. Who is this? I'm sorry.
This is Alex Chiarella.
Oh, Alex Chiarella, how are you? So good
to
hear
your
voice.
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You too.
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Alex, how many times have you played the Mid-Pac Open?
I believe this is my third or fourth year playing this. It's been a while, though. I probably haven't played in it in, I'd say, 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Wow. What have you been doing?
So, good question. I went to school in San Diego. And I've been living out there, traveling out of San Diego, so haven't been able to come back home as much as I want. But it's always a treat to come back home and see some of my family and friends here that I don't get to see very often.
That's awesome. And now you're playing on the Korn Ferry Tour, aren't you?
I have Korn Ferry Tour status this year. I've had it for the last 4 years. I've played pretty much a full schedule since 2020. This year I have conditional status, so I've only had 2 starts so far. So we'll kind of see how this year shakes out, but good to be home.
Yeah, I bet. Now, I wanted to bring up, because during the 4-event Korn Ferry Tour Finals, didn't you donate $50 per birdie to the Maui wildfire relief efforts?
I did, yes. I started a little charity with the tournament, and thanks to everybody who got involved. It was starting in Boise and then ended at the Tour Championship, and we got a few players involved and a few fans and family and friends to help as much as we could. So happy with our efforts.
Yeah, and didn't you make 22 of those birdies?
I made a lot of birdies, yeah. I think in Boise. Yeah. It was a good week to pick because the winner's always in the mid-20s under. It's an easy golf course, bunch of birdies, so wanted to make sure that charity started before that event. So,
And you also got some of your sponsors to jump in?
I did, yeah. I tried to get as many people as I could. The biggest supporter, I do have to shout them out, is the truck on the Korn Ferry Tour. They run operations week to week on tour, and they sort of collaborated with me to try to get as many people as possible, and they donated multiple $1,000s. So huge thanks to them. They're the nicest group of guys, and they helped out a ton.
That's awesome. What are the challenges of being a professional on the road, Alex?
The challenges. I think finding what works for you. Some people like staying in a hotel by themselves. Some people like staying in Airbnb. Some people like staying in host housing. Kind of figuring out how to not be lonely, how to make friends, how to pass your time. There's a lot of downtime with professional golf. When you're off the course and you're done practicing, you go back and you're not going home. You're going to, like I said, a hotel or Airbnb or something like that. So try to figure out how to keep yourself entertained, stay fresh, get rest, and, seeing what works for you.
Yeah, find something fun to do that,
correct,
so you can kind of take your mind off of whatever might be bothering you with the last round you played, for instance.
Exactly. Try to forget that as quickly as possible if it's a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's really great having you on the show and talking with you. Alex Chiarella is from Makawao and went to Seabury High, University of San Diego. What was it like leaving Hawaii and going into a college on the mainland?
Yeah, it was the great unknown at the time. I picked a college as close as I could possibly get to Hawaii in San Diego, so I could just have an easy one-way direct flight home a few times a year. So there was a little adjustment. The weather's great over there, so that wasn't a big adjustment. But obviously the people and a big city, it was a little bit of an adjustment, but I had a great time.
Okay. And I have to ask you, how's the course playing?
The course has been playing difficult the last couple of days. Windy. These greens are always very difficult. There's tons of runoffs on the greens, and they like to put the pins close to them to make it very challenging, which I love. It's raining currently right now, so we'll see how this plays out. But if the rain keeps up, it could prove a different challenge today.
Yeah, exactly. And what would that be? Like, what happens when it's raining for the golfer? Just so the people who do this as a recreational sport, what should you watch out for in the rain?
I mean, just try to keep your grips dry, honestly. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, right,
golf's hard
on
enough with dry grips. With wet grips is a whole different ballgame.
Thank you. I don't think anyone's pointed that out on the show in the last 26 years. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
No problem, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Alex Chiarella, awesome. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, it's a wonderful day in Hawaii. Nay, we're getting lots of water to refill the aquifer because we use up a lot of water. We need it. That's a good way to look at things. This wind is interesting, though. I'm watching this palm tree. It's just like being blown back and forth. So all of these are challenges for the golfers here at the Mid-Pack Open. And the Mid-Pack Open 2024, the gold sponsors, some of them Allied Builders, Aloha Marine Lines, AlohaTone.com, Bright Light Digital LLC, Castle Resorts and Hotels, Gold Concepts, Hensel Phillips Construction. All these folks, thank you so much for making the 65th Mid-Pack Open a huge success. And with us, we're going back to San Diego. University of San Diego alum. Hi, alum. Alex Ching, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, so when you decided to go into business, or right after you came out of college, you had choices to make, and you've always been playing golf. You're an exceptional performer in the game, but you didn't go into professional golf. At least that's what I understand. Tell us the story.
I did, actually. I played professional golf from 2012 to 2015. I played on the Latin America Tour as well as the PGA Tour China. And then 2015, I decided to step away for a little bit of time.
Okay. So you're back pursuing the professional game?
Back pursuing professional golf and trying to make a life of it.
Fantastic. Now, see, earlier in the show, I was told that the prize money for the win was $10,000. See, that's what I said. And the reason I said that is because the 63rd Mid-Pacific Open, the Mid-Pack Open, in 2021 that you won, the first professional win in your career was worth, what, $10,000 in prize money?
Correct.
Right here at Mid-Pack, right?
That is
so.
Exactly.
That is so cool.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always been a dream of mine to play here, and I love playing this golf course. I love playing this tournament, so I try and make it back as often as I can to play. And it's definitely something that I keep on the schedule.
Yeah, all right. And there was a quote that I saw from Channel 2. It had been so long that I had a lead like that when I was a little uncomfortable in the beginning. But at the same time, I remembered that I'm out here having fun. You know, I talk about it's important to be out here having fun. It's so good to hear a professional say that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reason I stepped away from the game is just it almost felt like it, well, it did feel like it became a job. And it is my job, right? But, you know, every day we tee it up as professional golfers. You know, we're trying to make a living off of it. And sometimes you have to channel your inner child and just have a good laugh at it. There's times where I watch kids on the range and, you know, they don't have a care in the world where the ball's going, and they're just stepping up and whacking it and giggling after and, you know, really enjoying the game. And definitely as professional golfers, we take things a little too seriously. So my wife always tells me, just go out there and have fun. So I'm trying to take her wisdom as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. And you not only won the 63rd Mid-Pac Open, but you're also you won the 100th Manoa Cup.
Yeah.
And you were a senior in high school when you did that.
Correct. Yeah, that was a good one. That was definitely the first big win of mine, especially being a member at Owoa Country Club growing up there. You know, having the support of the members there, and just kind of being on home turf, that was a real special one for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. All right. So tell us, what are your plans? How are you going about pursuing this professional game?
Yeah, so it's last year I got through Q School for Asian Tour. I got onto the Asian Tour in January. And, you know, after being away from the game for 6 years, it kind of hit me like a train, really. I was off running. I played really well in Qatar and played with Charles Schwartzel and got to, you know, tee it up with him. And then I had kind of a rough rest of the year. So I have conditional status on the Asian Tour this year, so I'll be heading back out there, you know, in the early fall, and hopefully to get into some tournaments there. But it's really just kind of preparing myself for qualifying school for whether it's Japan Tour, European Tour, Corn Ferry Tour. You know, it's really back to the drawing board on that. So hopefully get a few starts on the Asian Tour this year and then just kind of grind away at it.
Right on. Now, what did you find that you were, did you discover what it was that was messing your game up?
It's the 6 inches between my 2 ears. I think you have to have a love for the game. You have to have the passion for the game. You have to be willing to put in the work. You know, I had a fairly successful amateur career, and I had very high expectations for myself coming out, and I didn't reach those expectations as quick as I wanted to, and so I stepped away from the game for a little bit, and I had a nice career in finance and enjoy the company that I worked for very much so that but at the end of the day, I know my passion, my love for the game of golf is there. They're handing out quite a bit of money on the PGA Tour these days, so might as well try and get there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, so apparently expectations would be probably something you don't want to hold on to.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a hard thing to grasp. Because, you know, you definitely want to set the bar very high for yourself. But at the same time, you know, it goes back to having fun and enjoying the game. And so you want to have those goals in place for you. But, you know, you can't expect to win every single week. You know, there's things going to go your way, things that are not going to go your way. And, you know, it's just how it comes out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, if something's not going your way, than to be able to, not with emotion, look at what it is that happened and try to evaluate it without all the emotions and the, you know, telling yourself what you should have done or could have done or, you know, why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that. That's what, you know, really starts driving us mad, I think. And,
exactly.
And it's really hard not to do that, but you have to. Yeah. Do you have someone that you talk to? Do you have like a person who an advisor when you?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually just started working with a sports psychologist over in San Diego, and it's been awesome. He's really helped me understand the game. It helped me understand my mental side of things, how to play. You know, how to play happy, how to play confident, cocky, how to play with gratitude, and you know, it's those little finicky things that you forget about when you're trying to make your swing as perfect as possible, and you know, really, as we all know, that's really not attainable in golf. So, you know, you got to play with what you got. But at the end of the day, you know, we're out there for 4.5 to 5 hours, and it's really a mental battle. And you know, making sure that you stay calm in the moment, making sure that you forget certain situations, but also, you know, being able to, you know, flip the switch at any time for the positive, of course.
Golf is not a game of perfect.
Exactly, exactly. Golf Dr. Bob Rotella said it perfectly. I've read that book many a times to quote it, as every golfer should.
Well, a real pleasure. Alex Ching will be following you, and I hope you're on the show again, okay? And have a great round today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Aloha.
Okay.
We're going to come back, you know, right now. Actually, right now is the perfect time, because right now I have Ron Haas, the general manager and COO of the Mid-Pacific Country Club, one of the sponsors of the Mid-Pac Open. And welcome into the clubhouse. Oh, here we go. Let's try it again. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here. Absolutely.
Actually, thank you for letting us, you know, make home here in your clubhouse.
Oh, I love it. No, it's great to have you here every year. Actually, a couple times a year.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back for the Jenny K.
Right.
Just next month. Now, you're making some incredible changes here.
At the club?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Actually, as we speak, we're embarking on our grill dining room renovation, which is phenomenal. It's been way overdue, but it's beautiful how that soft Havaiana goes into our dining room there. So members have had look at it and stuff, and they're excited to see it. You know, so not tweak, peek.
Yeah. Well, as some people want to tweak things.
That,
right?
Oh, trust me, all the time. Having 1,100 bosses, you know how that is. You know.
Yep.
But it's good.
Yeah, it really is. And now, you're a food and beverage person. You know, when people come and play a round of golf, in addition to playing a round of golf, yeah, as members, they want to come in and enjoy a meal,
right,
or a beverage with something smaller. Who do you have in charge of all that?
So first of all, as we know, golf is very important. You know, we talked about how beautiful it's out here, and our members, we have half our membership walks the golf course. So guess what? They're going to build up an appetite after 18 holes of golf here. So we have an executive chef who's been here now for almost 2 years. His name is Russell Chu, who worked at Roy's for about 13 years, and he has done a fantastic job here in regards to improving the menu, improving the quality, improving the variety and stuff. Sarah Parker, who is our assistant general manager, has been here for 17 years, and she's overseeing the whole food and beverage operation, and she is basically a jewel. Makes my job so much easier having her here and overseeing that operation. And plus, being here for 17 years, she knows our membership, and she saw many of the kids grow up here. So it's
wonderful.
Great to have. Yeah, makes my job so much easier. But again, golf is important, but we all know everybody has to eat.
You've got, and you want it to be good. Do you source locally?
Absolutely. And Russell has done a fantastic job, you know, with local produce company and dairy company and meat companies. You know, again, supply is sometimes limited, but he tries very hard to take local.
Yeah, yeah. Right on.
And you can taste the quality. It's amazing.
It
the
is.
The freshness and stuff. So.
Exactly. Exactly. You really notice the difference. And, of course, in Hawaii, with our water and our sun, you know, and the water that's being provided
today. You know, I tell you one thing. Coming back to Hawaii, I was gone for 25 years, and coming from California to here and telling Jason to me a couple months after I started here, we're in a drought. It's like, what are you talking about? It rains here every day. Looking over your shoulders over the Kolau and the mountain there, you just have to do a better job of catching it, you know? So, again, Jason's doing a great job. And but, yeah, a local environment, you know, with the sun, with the rain, with the wind, you know, we have all elements here.
We do. And, you know, I just have to say this because I wish we would build many, many catchments, you know, like all along the Kolau Range, just to have, you know, these little storehouses of water.
And we look at it every single year, actually working with the Board of Water Supplies in regards to what we can do to recycle, reclaim water, to be more environmentally friendly, be a good steward of our environment and stuff. So we have been working with them, trying to find out different ways of what we can do, the turf reduction of some of it, and also, like, say, reclaimed water.
You know, Jason Amoy has a reputation of liking to make the tournament, Mid-Pac Open, probably any tournament that he is going, you know, taking care of the golf course for. He doesn't do that normally, right? Because we talk about the evil.
I tell you one thing, you know, and that's what I tell people and our members. We have a member-friendly golf course.
Yes.
And we have a PGA challenging golf course.
Yeah.
You know, you look out there, it actually looks very inviting. It doesn't look very challenging in one way. But that's why he's using his tools in the shed in regards to trying to make it more challenging. And I remember the first year, 3 years ago, actually when Alex won, we just had him on the radio, where he won 5 on the par. And it's like, wow, you know, you look at all these PGA golf tournaments where they're like 10, 15, 20 on the par and stuff. And, you know, having 5 on the par, and then as we talked about the weather currently, last year, as we all remember, that was a different kind of ball game with the delay and rain and wind and trees falling down and stuff. And so Jason needed much help because Mother Nature gave him a lot of it. But again, then last year we had 15 on the par, you know, so we have a lot of different varieties. So between Jason and Mother Nature, you get a golf course, which is different every single day. And like we've had the last 2 days with the wind, you know, we saw the first day, the scores were not quite that low and stuff. And then people got more comfortable with it. So
yeah, you start figuring out how to play the wind.
Right. Now today we throw in the sprinkles.
Yes.
You know? So who cares about the wind? Wind died on a little bit. Now we have a little sprinkle. So, and then tomorrow we got the sunshine.
You don't get much roll
right.
when it's this wet, right? Yes.
Well, I always remember when I used to be in Carmel, you know, like Pebble Beach, you know, the biggest thing is Sunday is the important day to have the sunshine there. That's what we're going to have here tomorrow. Finish up the day strong with some sunshine. I can see it. Actually, you can tell us if that's going to happen or not.
Well,
so
let me look in that forecast one more time. No.
Right. That's the main thing, you know, how you finish the round, you know. So
isn't that the truth? And what kind of desserts?
What kind of dessert? Yeah. I mean, Shianti is our pastry chef, and she has done a fantastic job under Russell's leadership. And, I mean, as we all know, everyone loves bread pudding here in Hawaii, and she does a phenomenal bread pudding and stuff. So, and we constantly have weekly specials on desserts. Look at you.
I was wondering between chocolate something or carrot cake or some delicious, I don't know. There's too many to talk about, but all of those things are possible.
We also make our homemade sorbets here and stuff. So,
homemade sorbet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So we
One
have
could live here.
The bread pudding, which is a little bit on the sinful side, and then if you want to be a little bit on the good side, you got this refreshing for the hot day sorbet.
Ron Haas, he is the general manager, COO, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And, it's always
Thank
fun
you
to be
for
here.
Having us.
I'm going to walk you over after the show and show you our renovation.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right, we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun.
Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha. And we ship off island. Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, we've been talking so much about the professionals. We should really give some of the guys who about it. They're, you know, the guy at the top of the leaderboard from Kailua, Matt Tonokawa. He's, Matt, don't worry. I'm sorry. It's 26 over, you know, but he's in the lead. It doesn't matter what your score is. You know, he's in the lead. He's having a great time. And Sean O'Neill is chasing, and so is Ernest Barrett III and David Yu and Drake Fukushima and Charles Abanes and Devin Yamamoto and Tomi Yamada and Paul Glenn. All of these guys, you know, they've come out. Glenn Maeda, Yu Song Cho, Stephen Louis, Kane Aguai, Bob Healy, Mason Hoxon, Josh Hatase. Everybody's out, you know. And Josh, don't give up because you're within, you know, today is going to be a challenge. Then tomorrow, you know, is going to be sunny because God, the guy in charge of this whole place, you know, he's in charge and it's going to be sunny. The eighth flight now, Don Glass. Tied for first with David Long. Now, they're 19 over. This course isn't easy. It wasn't designed to be easy. Jason makes, I always say that, Jason, I'm not trying to, you know, make it hard for you. He's probably not going to want to be on the show. People are going to say, yeah, Jason, he makes everything really hard. David Yamasaki, Ryan Teramoto, Eddie Morales, you know, Dwayne Miyashiro. We just have so many guys. Nakyong Kwon, Christopher Han, Tomomasa Nakamura, CJ Day, Craig Philbott, Gerald Isobe, Jeffrey Kessler, Lauren Lum, Hong Wong, and Matt Gilbertson. You guys are all awesome for being here and challenging yourselves in this tournament. It's not easy. All right, so coming up, we've got Kyle Supa. But I have to tell you, no, it's too soon to tell you that we are KORLYNI Honolulu. So I will do that again in just a couple of seconds because we have to do it after the top of the hour. So in the meantime, you're going to listen to the championship flight because Katsuo Yamashita is four over. That's the championship flight. James Whitworth, Derek Chenin, Chance Wilson, Remington Hirano, Reagan James Miles, Garrett Takeuchi, Sky Inokoshi, Andrew Otani, Drew Higashihara, Nick Gerard, Matt Ma, Brandon Kopp, Sean Sakoda, Jesse Rimes, and Kelii Kamelamela Dudwat. I didn't pronounce your last name right. Kamelamela Dudwat. You guys are all awesome. So the championship flight we've been talking about, but it's so great, you know, and the we've been talking about the professionals, talking with the professionals. Kyle Supa is on the line. I almost ready to go. Okay, Kyle Supa, are you there? Hi, Kyle.
Good morning. I'm here. How's it going?
It's good. I am just waiting for the... It's 8 o'clock. We are K-O-R-L, Y and I, Honolulu. I didn't want to interrupt our conversation, Kyle, with, you know, the station identification for the FCC while we were talking. So,
okay.
Kyle Supa, give us a little bit of background about you. Where did you go to school?
I went to Punahou High School and then University of Southern California for college. So, been playing golf for about 17 years now, I'd say. Played in Mid-Pac Open quite a few times as an amateur growing up. Finished low-am once, and then I think this is my third year in a row playing as a pro.
Wow. So you played USC men's golf.
I did.
USC men's golf is like on a different level, isn't it?
Yeah, we had some good teams while I was there. I think my freshman year we were first in the country, and then we had a couple other top 10 teams, so they're definitely up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you're playing, you've been on tour since 2022?
2021, yeah. I've been playing mostly mini tours. Or I guess, yeah, 2022 is my first year playing professionally on mini tours, kind of mostly on the West Coast and California and Arizona. So just trying to keep getting better each year and work my way up to hopefully get on the PGA Tour one day.
Awesome. That is fantastic. It's a huge goal, and to work your way through, you know, I have to ask you, as I've asked others, what are the challenges for someone who wants to do what you're doing? Can you share some of the things that are lessons?
Yeah, I mean, the competition nowadays is just so intense. There's so many great players out there, and there's depth on every tour, even the mini tours I play. You have to play really solid golf for a whole tournament in order to compete, and it takes a lot of work on the off weeks, working on fitness to get more club head speed to hit the ball farther, working on technique, short game especially. That's kind of the area I'm really focusing on, to just get more solid around the greens and decrease the number of bogeys I'm making, because really you can't afford to make unforced errors in tournaments I'm playing. So that's where my focus is at in order to improve, and I have a ways to go, but I think I'm improving each year, and hopefully I can have a good weekend. That'll be another step towards getting to where I want to be.
That's awesome. That is awesome to pursue your passion. It takes a lot. Do you have people working with you?
I have my coaches. I have some people still here in Hawaii, at Golf Tech Hawaii. My coach since I was a kid is Jason Digert. And then I have my college coach, Chris Sambry, that I still keep in touch with and do a lot of the stuff that we worked on when I was in college. And then I have a couple coaches on the mainland. I have a mental coach that I've had since I was at SC. So I have a good team around me that are helping me try to improve and get to where I want to be.
That's it takes a team to help. Yeah. Yeah, and that. What about the mental game? Do you have somebody working with you on that?
Yeah, so his name is Kevin Sverduk. He worked with us at USC, and I still have been working with him the last 3 years as a pro, and he does a lot of good stuff with me, so I call him pretty much every week and the night before every tournament, and we do some meditation. We talk about my mental approach going into the tournament, and then after the tournament, we talk about how it went, things I thought I could have done better, things I thought I did well. So that's really been a big part for me. I kind of struggled a little bit mentally my last year or so in college, and I've been trying to build that back up.
Huh. Do you know what happened?
I definitely lost a little bit of confidence. I kind of dealt with some injuries that affected my swing a little bit, and that kind of led to some deterioration in belief in my game. So
yeah, Yeah.
That's kind of been where the focus is at. So kind of trying to work on my fitness to rehab from that injury and then have the mental part go along with it.
Totally understand. I had an injury, and I stayed away from a fitness program that I really love because I thought, I just can't do this. Now, this has nothing to do with golf. You're on a completely different level. But one day I said to myself, wait a second, I can do that which I was doing before I was injured. I'm holding myself back because I don't want
to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I was holding myself back because I was afraid I'd hurt myself. You know, it's like, and that's the part
that makes sense.
Right? It doesn't make sense. This is a fitness program that is gentle, basically, in nature, as long as you don't hurt yourself, by being stupid. But it's easy to fall into this fear factor thing, and then you just have to jump up and say, wait a second, what am I doing to myself? Congratulations on all the work that
you
put into it.
Yeah,
Jason Amoy, I bring up Jason Amoy again. He's supposed to join me. I hope he comes into the clubhouse up here at the top of the lovely building to talk about what he's done with the golf course. How are you enjoying? This isn't your first mid-pack open, right?
No, this is, I want to say it's my sixth or seventh. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the course. The fairways and greens are firm and fast, which I think that makes the course most fun to play. And it's been a challenge. I had one off the green yesterday, which is never great, but I knew what I was getting myself into when I missed it in the wrong spot on number 8. So you kind of just you have to be aware of that. Like even some shots where I've had like a wedge into the green, I know I can't go right at the flag. I got to play like 20 feet right on 15 because anywhere left of the flag is going off the green. And then even when I hit it 20 feet right, I'm really cautious on the putt that I don't get it going past the hole because a gust of wind could take that one right off the green too. So you got to be careful and put the ball in the right spots out here.
So you like how he sets up the course?
I do, yeah. I think it makes it fun because, it's kind of a shorter course, especially when you got the fairways this firm. So the defense is really, the wind for one thing, and then the slopes around the greens and even on the fairways on some of the holes, like that's what you have to be aware of out here.
Yeah. Yeah. What about this rain? How does that factor in for you?
It's probably going to soften up the course a little bit. I'm not sure quite how much it rained this morning, but I'm hoping it's done for the day for one thing, but it'll probably soften up the fairways and greens a little bit, but I'm not sure it was enough to make a huge difference.
Oh, good. I would think that, if you knew exactly where you were going to put the ball, which is what you really hope to do, that it would just land and stay there.
Yeah, that definitely makes it a little easier. But, we'll kind of have to see over the first few holes how the ball is reacting, if it's that much different than the last 2 days or not.
Yeah, all right. Well, Kyle Supa, thank you so much. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back right after this. I have to talk to you about Aloha Power Equipment, though. I'd like to tell you that there is the No Sweat Riding Mower Sale. That's right. It's Aloha Power's No Sweat Riding Mower Sale. You can just sit back, hot weather, followed by the rain, followed by, of course, everything's growing, everything's so happy, and the sun comes out and makes it happier, and then it rains again, and everything's tall. It's like you can't keep up with it. You need to maintain your lawn, of course, your field, whatever it is that you're dealing with, and you don't have a lot of time. Well, we have the riding mowers from the home size to the supersized landscaper, and it's all in stock. And mower accessories available. You can mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it, all with your equipment doing the work, faster and smarter. And we ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. So if you're traveling west on Farrington Highway, when you get to Waipahu Depot Street, you make a left. And right there, that's where Aloha Power Equipment is. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
I always want to preface that by saying you wouldn't want me to help you with a club. I have professionals who come on the show and talk about the best way to get a club. And I have to have another one on pretty soon, somebody who can talk to you about club fitting, because that's so important. You know, if your club doesn't fit you, then you're not only having a hard time playing the game, you know, it's like you got an enemy in your hand. And it's your club. It's supposed to be your friend. All right, we've got tee times for you. Hawaii Island Volcano Golf Club, there's a 10:48. Makalei, there's a 9:26. Makalei is really pretty. Volcano Golf Club is really pretty, too, but Makalei is really pretty. Lots of peacocks running around. It's really pretty. All right, Poipu, 11:20 and a 1 o'clock, and the Southside Men's Club going out. Yeah. There, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kauai Lagoons has a 10 o'clock. Then we go to Oahu at Hawaii Kai. There's a 9:18. Turtle Bay has a 10:18. Make that a 10:16. Roa Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:18 and a 10:52. And on Maui, the Gold Course at Wailea has an 11:30. The Emerald Course has an 11:30. The Blue Course has a 10:30. And Maui Nui has a 9:36 and a 10:56. And so what's the weather going to be like? Well, let's check that out, okay? Partly sunny, windward and Mauka, numerous showers in the morning, then scattered showers in the afternoon. I'm seeing a little bit of sun, just a very little bit right now, trying to peek through. This is Lanikai, so, you know, it'll probably get sunny. Leeward side, isolated showers in the morning, then scattered showers in the afternoon. The winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour. The high today between 80 and 85. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy in the evening, and then it's going to clear. Windward and Mauka, some scattered showers. Leeward, some scattered showers. You know, you get the feeling it's going to rain a little bit, be sunny a little bit, and the winds are going to be about 15 to 20 miles per hour out of the east. And that's the whole ball game there. And also, you know, we're at the Mid-Pac Open. This is the Mid-Pac Open, the 65th, 2024, the 65th. It all came together. There were two different tournaments, and one was for the pros and one was for the non-pros. And then they put them all together, and this became the Mid-Pac Open. And also, the Hawaii State Golf Association is celebrating their 40th anniversary. And, you know, they're all a part. This Mid-Pac Open, as they write here, this event has a history that goes back to 1956 and continues to be held at the Mid-Pac Country Club in Kailua, Lanikai. The course is going to be prepared fast and firm and speedy with the putting greens and longer than normal rough in areas to simulate a PGA Tour event. So they also write, your Hawaii State Golf Association will once again be involved with this event as we provide our top rules referees to assist with play for a fair yet competitive championship. So there you go. Everybody's involved in the Mid-Pac Open. And sitting down right now is one of the sponsors. How many hats does he wear? Why don't we ask him, Wes Wailahua is at the table. How many hats do you wear?
One hat.
One hat.
Just one.
Okay. And that is?
To be everywhere all at once.
to do everything. The Aloha Section PGA Executive Director, PGA of America. He's also CEO. He's President of the Hawaii Golf Alliance, CMA, President of the Board of Directors, Aloha State Chapter, Head Program Coordinator, Kamehameha Schools Golf Team, and he's also President and CEO of Hawaii Aviation.
You know what's important about that, Danielle, is I think when you assume a leadership role in anything, you got to be involved in community. And I think what's really great about the PGA of America is how deep we are in community and all the touch points from Lihue to Hilo that we engage with. And it's not just tournament golf. It's just everything from grassroots to growth of the game all the way to high-level competition, from drive, chip, and putt to PGA Junior League, you name it. It's about facilities, PGA professionals, connecting the families, creating opportunities.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this game. And that, you know, earlier in the show I said that, you know, children learning to play the game of golf, it's not just a game they're learning to play. It's all of the around-the-game things, being polite, being considerate, being kind. They learn all of those things.
It's just about being a good human being and having some aloha, you know?
Yeah.
That's about it. But yeah. But, I think from the PGA's perspective, and I think in the golf industry as a whole, I think working with clubs and facilities and sponsors that share in the vision of helping continue the legacy of the game, especially here on our islands, by creating opportunities, I think it's a great thing. And that's what this tournament is. It's a legacy event for our industry. It's at a club that has a long history about being here in the islands, in a small community with a large impact and a huge footprint on giving back, and this is their charitable give to the community and to the industry of the state of Hawaii.
That's awesome. That's well put. Thank you so much. And when I think growing the game and getting children involved in the game must have started 20 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many different initiatives, and they've kind of changed or evolved and sunsetted at some point to different or new things, but I think the complete life cycle of those initiatives and how we reach new players or even lapsed players, people that got too busy with work or family that are trying to get back into the game, I think that's all a huge part of it. And as generations change, the approach of what they see as the game has changed. You know, in the early days of the boomers, it was about Palmer and Nicklaus and Player and Trevino, and it was a show, and that was the thing. And now as you get more into Gen X and millennials, it's about the social experience. It's about providing that experience and that atmosphere in a safe, family-friendly environment. And I think the clubs see that. The leaderships of the clubs see that. You can definitely see that here at Mid-Pacific Country Club with Ron and CJ, the president of the club currently. I think they're trying to reach that demographic by connecting club to home so that families have a place to play.
Awesome. And I, you know, growing the game, I think it is growing.
It is. it's funny because sometimes it grows, sometimes it shrinks, sometimes it grows too much, and then we kind of freak out. But, you know, I think that's one of the great parts about golf and clubs and courses is that the way that we adapt so quickly to the consumer to provide access or to create access, I think, has been good on our part as an industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, doing his part to make this a great tournament.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason O'Moy.
Good morning, Daniel.
You have been one of the, you know, people I have brought into the conversation, even though you were not in the room. And we've discussed your ability to set up a course that is membership friendly and is tournament dangerous.
Yes, we're trying to be all things.
That's really a skill, and it is something you really enjoy doing, making it as competitive and difficult as possible without being unfair.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, and it may just be me, but I have a problem with the word fair. I like playability, whether it's playable or not. I mean, fair, now you talk about, well, everybody has to play the same conditions, right? You get into that whole argument.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more, I think, about playability. Is it playable or not in the name of golf and not, you know, putt-putt golf? So
I like that.
We don't want to be that.
Yes, yes, yes. So given the conditions that, you know, the wind, that was the first issue, right?
Yeah, for the first 2 days, the wind was the story.
Yeah. And now it's raining with a little less wind, but still
yeah,
there's wind out there.
A little bit, but yeah, they had a pretty good amount of rain come through. The party's over.
How do you mean that?
It means we've made it to the weekend. And it, you know, it's a little bit easier to kind of get through.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in Jason's perspective too, fair is probably a good word to use. But I also think there's a certain perspective as a tournament operator that we want the players to experience, and
mm-hmm.
Jason's able to do that and
yes.
create that.
Yes.
And it's at a very high level, especially for here in Hawaii. And I think that's what the players look for and come back every single year because of that vision that he has.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always in tease, in love, tease.
Yeah. No,
you know,
course.
That we talk about you being the evil
superintendent's revenge. Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case here with this event. And I don't think
no, of course not. Yeah. But you do such a spectacular job.
Thank you.
And everybody appreciates the work that you put into it.
Thank
but
you.
With what I saw you out there, I think, or I saw your team out there
yeah.
on the rolling. What are you doing?
They're double cutting greens. They are rolling greens this morning, as we do every morning, the week of the tournament. All of it necessary again to, you know, produce the effect of this not only how the golf course can really play, but the tournament and a reputation of what this tournament is. You know, we started this, you know, again, decades ago, 2 decades ago when I first came, and it was all about giving them something to talk about, the experience of coming here and playing this, you know, that Wes was alluding to.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's one part of growing the game is this, you know, this tournament, this tournament feel. It's one aspect of the game, but also, like you mentioned, for membership. You folks were first talking about junior golf. We can accommodate that part of the game too and grow that leg of the game, so to speak.
Yes.
We put in 4 tees to accommodate, you know, people entering the game not quite, you know, they're hitting it 200 yards down the fairway yet. Well, we'll just move you up and allow you to play the game.
I love forward tees.
Yes.
I think that it just makes so much sense to give people a chance to, you know, at least keep up.
Sure.
With people who they're playing with who may be more skilled.
Absolutely.
And they want the social experience so that you can play forward, I'll play from here. That's
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, we're not competing for, is it $15,000?
$15,000 is the first place champion payout. And there's no 4 tees. We're in the opposite for that amount, Danielle.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I made that impression.
It's okay.
No, I was just talking about more like, you know, when you're playing with friends, you know,
yeah.
You are have the you can play a forward tee, But now we're all friends, but when you're competing, it's a whole different game.
What Foreign Tees offers and what they'll experience on Monday, which Jason basically keeps the course in the same conditions for Monday, is that players of all abilities will go out there and play from the regular tee or from the tournament tee, and they'll be able to see the competition from the players' experience. And I think that's one great tradition that the club has here every Monday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we keep the conditions the same hole locations. And if you want to go play from the back and punish yourself, go ahead. If you want to have some fun and play from the 14, but still experience the greens and the hole locations, absolutely.
Which, unlike any other sport, it's not like after a Lakers game you can go on the court on Monday and play. But, you know, in golf, you can do that. And that's the beauty of it, is you can test your ability and skill level to some of the players and the champion that played through the course this week.
Yeah, I was just thinking of trying to reach the basket like they do.
Yeah.
A little out of my league. They're so tall. So we only have a few more minutes, and I wanted to just also some gold sponsors, Spectrum, South Brothers, Resort Management Group, Quality Air Conditioning and Services, Progressive Marketing, Pelicana Permits, LLC, Outrigger Hospitality Group, Michael and Gail Kawaharada, also Kaola Gerald and Neil Nakai, Kukui LLC, the Law Office of Wayne Mao and Mina Sugimoto. I haven't seen Mina in so long. Bright Light Digital, Castle Resorts, Golf Concepts, Hensel Phillips Construction, and Mechanical Enterprises, Inc., plus Engelkirk Structural Engineers, UAPO. I'm not sure if I just, is it UAPO or UAPO? Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, everybody, all the sponsors and all the people, the volunteers and everyone who makes the 2024, all of the Mid-Pac Opens so fantastic here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Thank you to the members for giving up 4 days of play. It's just awesome. Thank you very much. And that's, I think, the music telling me that we have to wrap it up and get ready to roll. Is there anything you just wanted to say? 10 seconds of...
No, we're just grateful to have the partnership of Mid-Pacific Country Club, the leadership of Michael Kawaharada, and the vision and foresight of a great superintendent, Jason Lamore, to make this thing happen on behalf of the PGA.
Right on. And all the people like Vincent to work
and
hard.
Vincent,
and
yes.
Vincent.
Vincent. Well, that's another show, Daniel.
Yeah. All right. And I want to thank our sponsors, the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, go golf. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you without your sign. So put your sign out there so they know, hey, I want to go there. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. It's our no-sweat riding mower sale weekend. Okay, you can work smarter and faster with mowers, and they come in all sizes, from the one that works in your yard, to the one that works in the field, to the one that works on the acreage that you're looking at and going, oh, Lord, look at, the sun is out and the water's been there and everything's growing crazy. Mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it. Everything can be done using your equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And the Pro-Am Hawaii folks, quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff will help you find what you need. And if you don't know what to choose, you can always get a gift card for that someone special. Now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Thank you for your mana. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. It's another gorgeous day in Hawaii. Get out, enjoy. Even if it's raining, it's always fun to get on the golf course because somehow, you know, it doesn't feel so weird. When you're sitting outside and you're looking at the weather, thinking, I don't know if I should go out there. And then you go out and you get in it and you go, hey, this is kind of nice being out in the weather. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.